The History of the Leech Lake Reservation with Elaine Fleming. This program is supported by funds from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Bushu ninda noe makani duk, beish gubinesia kwe indigo, mangindu dem, ga osa squa jime kag indu njiba, ga misqua wako kag inda. Elaine Fleming edition of Kaz, ni minwendam, mina waham. Happy again to be here with you today. And today I'm going to continue with telling stories from the Leech Lake Agency Oral History Project that was done 2007 to 2008. And today I want to share the oral history from an interview that was done with George Thompson. And Renee Giving was the interviewer. Well, I remember George Thompson because we used to call him the mayor of Old Agency. And I was the mayor also of Cass Lake, Minnesota for two terms. And so we would always call each other the mayor. But George Thompson, he was a historian, and I really enjoyed knowing him. I went out to his trailer at Old Agency. He and his wife were good people, and I went out to visit him. But these are some of his stories. He was born on May 26, 1930, and he was born in Onigum. That was 6 years after the 1924 Indian Citizenship Act. And that was 4 years before the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Incorporated would be organized, in which the Leech Lake Band of all the bands of the Ojibwe under the MCT would join together. So his grandmother was Mary Ellis, and she was the daughter of Julius. His father's name was Henry Thompson, but he was from another reservation. He was born, George Thompson was born George Ellis. He said he took his mother's name when he was a boy, and he didn't take the Thompson name until after he had to incorporate his name in 1985. In so doing, he talks about when his mother passed away and she had left tracts of land, and he inherited some of that land then, allotment land. Okay. So, he lives in Old Agency, not New Agency, and we'll talk more about that because at one time the agency for the Ojibwe was at Old Agency, and eventually it would be moved to Onigum and it would be called the New Agency. And he lived right there at a trailer where his in the area where his grandfather had lived, his grandfather, Frank Ellis. And his grandparents had lived there also. So his family, he had never really left Old Agency during his life. And he talked about in Old Agency that there used to be two powwow grounds there. And one was by the Episcopal Cemetery. And that was the bigger one, and there was a smaller powwow ground down by where Ronnie Gustafson had lived. And they don't hold powwows anymore because now, once the agency moved, and that's where the powwows are held. They hold a big powwow there, particularly in the summertime, which I like to attend with my family. He said that Onigum itself didn't begin until 1900, and that's when the agency was moved there. And He was talking about old agency, though, and that's what we called it now, old agency, when we're traveling into Anigam. First, we travel through old agency, and then we arrive at Anigam. So he talked about old agency, and he said that years ago there was a big celebration on Memorial Day, and also there was one on the 4th of July, and then during the winter, lots of powwows down there by the cemetery in that longhouse. And he said that during those winter months, it was very cold, and so people had to stay warm, and they'd wear their winter clothing. So they'd always have a couple fires going. And he talks about the tailor store. He said there was a building across the road from where he lived, and he said that it was owned by the tailors. It was a combination store and the tailor's home. And he said none of the buildings, from the old agency still existed. And he, too, talked about the Myron Ellis house being in Anigam, and that being one of the last buildings from the time of the new agency in Anigam. So he said that in old agency, there used to be a sawmill, and there's remnants of that sawmill now. He said they used to go swimming down by the lake where he lived, and they'd find metal stuff, bolts and screws. And he was asked about that sawmill that was sawing Ojibwe timber. And he was asked if that timber was sold or did the people in Anigam use it to build with or to burn for heat. And he said that when Anigam opened up, that's where they took the lumber from the sawmill in old agency, and they used it to build new houses. They used to have the buildings for the old agency in old agency, but when it closed down, they took the buildings, actually took the buildings to Anigam. They did that a lot back then to actually move buildings. You know how we have prefab buildings now? Well, George said that they had a wall, and they would just take out a few nails, and you could move the whole wall. So I remember that my Nimise, my older sister, Diane Palaco, she is writing her memories, and she said that she remembers walking when they moved their old house, my family's old house, across the lake to west of the Prince of Peace Cemetery, and that they actually moved the house, and she remembered walking behind it to the new location. So George Thompson, the mayor of Old Agency, he lived on a historic site where there had been sawmills and buildings. And in his oral history, he jokes about scaring his grandsons about the people he used to see walking around the area with some kind of big hats on. He said that George said he would look out the window and he'd tell his grandsons that he'd see his grandson, that he would see these people walking by. And he said that he never stopped to talk to them, or they never stopped, and he never talked to them. And he was really glad that he never talked to those spirits walking by. So he talked about his family working for the old agency, and he said that his grandpa was a marshal of the Indian service, and his grandpa, he died young. He died in 1911. He was only 35 years old when he died, and he marshaled over old agency and the new agency, the old agency actually, because old agency was the big community back then with hundreds of people living there. And he said that they did a head count of the people that had lived in old agency long ago, and that the number was in the hundreds of people living in old agency, he said. And then just like Sue Marshall Anderson, I did a three shows about her oral history about living at Marshall Point, where her family had 160-acre allotment. Well, and that they did maple, they did collected maple sap, and this was one of the ways that we supported ourselves. So she said that she said, like George said, that that's what he did. His family, they would go out to their sugar bush and they would set up a sugar camp. And they would go out to Stony Point, and they'd also go out to Marshall Point, where Sue Marshall's family had their sugar bush. They'd set up their camp. And he said the father, his father used to also go out to Diamond Point. And there's lots of maples out in these areas. And George, what he did at the sugar camps was he gathered sap and he kept the fire going. He'd have to go get more firewood and he'd stir the pot. And of course, this kind of activity is an all day, all night type of activity. And he also talked about the birch bark containers. My mother said that they would, in their sugar bush, their camp, they would collect enough of these huge birch bark containers to last them with maple sugar throughout one entire year from season to season. And there was a smaller birch bark container, though, that they were talking about, and it's 3 or 4 inches high. And he was just talking about how back then they would, when somebody would die, they would put food and gifts and leave them at the grave sites. It's gifts for the people who had gone home. And he said that they would put food in these little birch bark containers. And he said that we still do that today, and we do, and many times we use a paper plate today, though. But some of us, we do use birch bark containers, too. And he talked about wild ricing. He said that they would have a wild rice camp, and they would set up camped wild rice, too. He talked about his she died out on the lake. We've lost many of our people out on the lakes, and we respect that the spirit of the lake because it is so strong, and we have to be careful on the lake. And because he lost his mother, his grandmother adopted him, and his grandparents raised him. So his mother was born in Old Agency. He talked, too, about the fishing, and I'll continue talking about that in my next show, and we'll talk more about George Thompson's oral history and living at Old Agency and talking about Anika. Mi gwech bisandawi yeg, mi gwech for listening to me. Mi you. Ya eh ha 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 ha